Before we get to today's episode, I just wanted to remind everybody about the upcoming Phoenix Fan Fusion Convention, formerly Phoenix Comic Con. It runs 4 days from May 23rd through May 26th, and there are tons of great guests. Just listen to some of the names. Jeff Goldblum, one of my favorite actors of all time, The Fly, Thor Ragnarok, Jurassic Park. We also have Nicolaj Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones, Ray Park, who played Darth Maul, Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger, Robin Lord Taylor, who is the Penguin on Gotham. We have Adam Savage from Mythbusters, Paul Rubens, Mr. Pee-wee Herman himself, from the world of Star Trek, George Takei, Nichelle Nichols, Walter Koenig, and Garrett Wong. Frodo's going to be there, actor Elijah Wood, from the Harry Potter movies, Matthew Lewis, who played Neville Longbottom, Summer Glau from Firefly, and finally Billy Dee Williams, I'll mention, from Star Wars, has a big role in the upcoming Star Wars movie, Episode 9, that's out this Christmas. So again, tons of media guests available for autographs and photo opportunities, and I think it's a really great lineup they have this year. From the world of comics, they have some real legends there. Jerry Conway, Dennis Cowan, Roy Thomas, Kevin Eastman from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, super talented artist Michael Golden, Joe Staton, Neil Adams, Christopher Priest, a very prolific writer, is going to be there, Howard Chaykin, Denny O'Neill, who pretty much ran the Batman books from the late 80s all the way up through the 90s and into the 2000s, also legendary artist Kevin Nolan. There's also going to be creators like David Marquez, who most of you will remember from his work on Ultimate Spider-Man, Derek Robertson, who co-created The Boys with Garth Ennis. There's an upcoming Amazon show focused on that property. We have Greg Land, Ty Templeton, Tony Parker, Larry Stroman, along with tons of other artists and creators that are going to be there. So it's one of those shows that don't forget where their roots are from. There's tons of great comic creators, writers, and they have a great artist alley and a lot of local creators there as well. So I do recommend this show. It's one of those shows I think everybody should do. The tone and the feel of the show is unique. It's something all its own. Tons of cosplayers, a lot of Doctor Who, a lot of Star Wars. So whatever your particular fandom is, you'll probably find something of interest at Phoenix Fan Fusion. Tickets have been rolled back in terms of cost to the 2017 prices. It's only $85 for all 4 days. They raised them last year to cover a lot of the security that's in place. And I think all that's still going to be in place, but they listened to the fans and they heard that, yeah, the prices were a little bit too high. So they're certainly competitive when you compare them to the 4-day cost of a lot of other shows, or the per day cost, I should say. And there's tons of events, tons of stuff going on. They close the streets next to the convention center. There's food trucks out there, lots of covered seating where you can sit in the misters and eat some good food and just hang out and have a really great time. It's going to be fun. As I said, I do recommend everybody getting out to Phoenix Fan Fusion. I'll be there covering it for the Comic Source and LRM Online, and I hope to see you there. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Web Wednesday on the Comic Source podcast. I'm your host, Jace, and today we're going to be talking about a Webtoons strip called Edith. I have the creator of the strip joining me today, Swansgarden. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So I always like to ask everybody when they come on for their first time kind of about their history with comics. So I wonder, do you remember when you first discovered comics? Did you grow up reading them? Like, what's your secret origin, so to speak?
Yeah, so I've always kind of read like manga when I was younger. And I was just like, I would never really read any like novels or anything like that. Always comics. But like shoujo manga, really. And growing up, I kind of just started to read more josei labels as well, which is like mostly geared towards older women, and shoujo being geared to younger girls. And I kind of got interested more in also some like comics from America as well.
Well, so at what point did you start thinking, oh, I can do this, I want to make my own comic?
Well, I like just did it really on my own, like and I was really intrigued by the thought that like the creators that were making the manga, all the manga that I liked and stuff, that they really, it just came out through their own minds and all, and I kind of wanted to do the same.
Got it. So is this your first strip, or have you created comics in the past?
Yeah, I've done some like comics just for myself, like nobody else has seen it, just like on paper and with pencil. But and then I started to transition to webcomics. So I also have another series on Webtoons Discover side that is called Coffee for Breakfast. And it was really just for fun. And yeah, I just kind of built a following from that. But then as the 2018 Discover contest came around, I started Edith.
So this this Coffee for Breakfast, is it kind of slice of life? Like, what's that strip all about?
Yeah, it's a comedy slice of life comic, and it has also elements of romance and drama in it as well. But yeah, I started that, I think, around like 2017, I believe, and it was just the characters kind of that I created. I just wanted them to go on like little like adventures together.
Got it. Well, we're here to talk today about Edith, which is, you know, more on the romance style, a little bit of slice of life, but definitely a romance. So why don't you tell our listeners what that strip's all about?
So Edith is about a young woman and also named Edith, and she's a novelist, and she hasn't really had much luck with love in her life. And she doesn't really have much of a social life as well. So, and her best friend isn't really around to be with her as much as she used to. So this leads Edith to be more in a lonely state in her life. And as she's in this lonely state, she's like encountered by two men, one being her childhood crush from high school named Jack, and the other being a playboy that she, or a potential player that she met at a bar.
Yeah, and it seems like you're really kind of diving into this idea of relationships. Is that something that has always interested you, like romantic relationships?
Yeah. Like growing up with reading romance manga and all that, I've always been kind of interested in portraying relationships in my comics.
And so have you always had it in the back of your mind that one day you were going to create a strip that was exploring that was basically a romance title?
Yeah. It was in my mind. Like, I wanted to create it, but it never really happened until the Discover contest. And I just thought, why not try this comic idea for a romance? Since I've always really liked romance comics, I wanted to, you know, give it a shot. So.
Now, what was it about? You said you've had this idea for the story of Edith for a while. What was it about this story and this idea, this character, that really spoke to you? And when you finally decided to do a romance comic, said, okay, this is the story that I'm going to tell with these particular characters.
The idea kind of came around due to like personal experiences and also situations with friends. And I kind of wanted to put in a, as the main character, just like a very vulnerable girl that is just really looking for love and wanting to be loved, and kind of just because I don't I haven't really seen a comics that surround this kind of vulnerable girls as much. So
yeah, and you said you were drawing on personal experience with some of these situations. Mm-hmm. So is it just you that you're drawing from, or is it like, you know, a lot of your friends? Is so basically, mm-hmm. I guess what I'm asking is Edith based on you, or is she based on you and like a lot of your girlfriends, and, you know, get together and talk about these crazy experiences with guys?
Yeah, definitely. Like both me and my friends. And also like if like the situations of dealing with loneliness and all that, how it would look like if characters went kind of beyond, you know, like just what would happen if they succumb to loneliness, basically.
Yeah.
Like if they would make those bad, like maybe not so great decisions.
Yeah, I noticed that about Edith. She's so like hard on herself when she thinks that she says mm-hmm. something wrong or does something wrong. Like she, you know, overanalyzes everything, and it's almost like she defines herself, like who she is, her identity, her happiness. It's all defined by like what's going on in her romantic relationships, and even to a lesser extent, like her friendships, like with her best friend Jessica. You know, she's a little bit jealous of the relationship Jessica has with her boyfriend, not because she wants a boyfriend so badly, although she does, but almost because she feels like, well, wait, we used to be closer. Now, why does Jessica prefer to spend time with her boyfriend? So it almost seems like kind of a negative aspect of Edith's personality to define herself so much kind of outwardly, as opposed to, you know, being okay with herself. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so because she hasn't really had much of due to her past being, being bullied and all that, she hasn't really had a very good relationship with people other than her best friend, which is the only thing that really, you know, she found happiness in. And she, because of, like, the bullies that have like kind of defined her by her appearance, it kind of takes a toll on her in the future, as well as we're seeing her in the episodes. And once you know, she doesn't have that connection with Jessica as much as she used to, she you know, she becomes very hard on herself, and because she's so dependent on her, and as around the time where she, you know, isn't able to hang out with Jessica as much as she used to, she latches on to, you know, somebody else to try to comfort her and try to fill in kind of like her imperfections and stuff.
Yeah, so you've really created this really complex character here, right? So she's still carrying kind of baggage from being bullied, like you said. She maybe puts too much emphasis on her appearance because, you know, she suffered from like really bad acne in high school and people teased her about it and bullied her. So like, it seems like you've really created this really complex and interesting character. When you were developing the story, was it always your plan to develop somebody that had so many layers, or did it kind of happen over time as the story kind of, you know, rattled around in your brain, so to speak?
Right. It happened all kind of just with the flow of it, kind of like organically. And as I was making, as I was making like artwork for it, and, you know, the episodes as well, it kind of just came together that way. I always knew that I wanted her to be kind of like, you know, not the strongest of girls, but yeah, that's kind of how she came to be.
Do you think at all about kind of the journey you're going to take her on? I mean, I would hope that as the strip goes on, Edith is going to kind of learn from her experiences, learn to be a little more independent and not be so dependent on other people. Do you ever think about the fact that the strip could have an impact on somebody reading it? Like, you know, I think there are a lot of us, you know, maybe not all the time. I know there was a time in my life where I defined myself by, you know, romantic relationships, and it's so unhealthy. Do you ever think about the fact that this story could really speak to somebody and maybe kind of show them what not to do and show them that it's possible to grow as a person and kind of get out of that rut? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, definitely. Cause right now we're starting off and she's not Edith's not obviously not really in the best of places, a lot of readers, I read the comments and they're saying like, you know, oh, I really relate to this character. And I feel, sometimes I feel the same way she does, or I feel the same way she does, like all this loneliness and stuff, and trying to, you know, be in a relationship. But, you know, it's not good to define yourself through just a relationship, like a romantic relationship. And I think as time goes on with the comic, definitely things will, she'll, you know, evolve as a character. And so will the other characters as well, alongside her.
Yeah, and beyond that, that struggle that she's having right now, she's kind of in the middle of it, you know, trying to find a way to have an identity. And when she's not mm-hmm. around Jessica, or she's not around one of these guys that she's involved in, are there any other themes that you're thinking about exploring, or have you like thought about it? Or is there anything else that kind of, because there's so much more to a romance. There's like the fun side of it too, right? Or the more mm-hmm. serious side. Do you have any plans to explore any other romantic themes beyond kind of this this identity crisis that she's having right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. As the comic goes on, we'll definitely see like more things going on. Things planned out for how like events that I want to get to and all, and but just really filling in the gaps and stuff just to get there. And
yeah, I mean there's no rush, and like I said, she seems like such a real and complex and in a way very flawed character, so mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot to explore there, right? I mean you could keep telling stories right. about her for in a really long time, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Just as long as she doesn't stay in, like, so dependent on people.
Yeah, and, exactly. Know, grow. Exactly. But I suppose...
And be a little less self-centered.
But I suppose it's almost hard to think about the end, because you're really right at the beginning here. So let's talk a little bit about mm-hmm. Your art style. How would you describe, you know, obviously our listeners can't see the strip. Hopefully mm-hmm. they're going to go to mm-hmm. Webtoon and do a search for Edith and check it out, because it's really, you know, poignant and relevant, like we said. But if you just could mm-hmm. describe for our readers kind of the art style that you use for the strip.
Yeah. So my style is, I guess I define it as very like a fluid and seamless kind of style. I'm very influenced by artists like Leslie Hung, also Rebecca Green, and also Natasha Allegri. My style kind of just grew. I always try to like look for a good style that I'm comfortable with. So, and I've stuck with this for some time now, but it always like subtly like changes here and there, and I'm kind of noticing that through the comic as well. So I'm trying not to like change the style like too much. I mean, like just subtle changes that I see that I need to, you know, for consistency and stuff. So, but yeah, it's very fluid. It's like a fluid, seamless style, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I mean, as an artist, you want to make sure that your style is always changing a little bit, that you're kind of evolving and challenging yourself, right?
Right. Just like, also just like learning as I, you know, make the episodes as well, art-wise.
Yeah, the other thing I like about it has a little bit of almost like a postmodernism like look to it, because you're like the mm-hmm. fashion is something that I noticed. Normally I don't, mm-hmm. You know, when I read a romance comic, I'm not really paying attention to the fashion. Mm-hmm. But you know, you've got her in like little tank tops or little dresses that, you know, So I think
also that's something that, oh, sorry. Well, I just thought that that's also something that the readers really like as well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I noticed that about the strip when I first read it, and then I saw your bio, and it mentioned that you're interested in fashion, so then I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense that you are giving, it's just so stylish, so I like the fact that the readers are picking up on that too, so
Do you ever just spend time like designing outfits that she's going to wear in future strips?
Yeah, I do, but not like my own kind of like designs per se. I really look at online fashion bloggers and Pinterest, Instagram models. That's where I usually get my that's where I usually get the outfits for the characters. Now, but of course, I have to go for their style too.
Yeah,
that's, according to their style.
Yeah, so that's really cool. It's like literally real life fashion. So the style that you use for Edith, is this like, would you say this is like your personal style? Is it similar to what you use for Coffee for Breakfast, or is it specific to this story?
I'd say the style is, I'd say, is my typical style, but since Coffee for Breakfast is in black and white and Edith is in color, I can it shows more of like my color style as well, which is more mostly like lean towards warmer colors and stuff as well.
Yeah,
usually that's the palette I go with.
Do you enjoy the coloring, or is it like, oh my God, I got it. Now I've drawn it. Now I have to deadline.
Yes. I really do like it. But it is kind of like, could be a bit gruesome at times, 'cause I'm like, I don't want to fill out this in color, but you know, you got to do it. But yeah. I still like it doing it. So.
And you said, beyond just the, kind of the reception from your fan base in terms of, oh, I can relate to that. I was bullied, or, you know, I'm dealing with loneliness. You know, I totally relate to that. Mm-hmm. Kind of beyond that part of the reception, how has the overall reception been from your fan base, with the strip overall? Like, are people really enjoying it? Like sharing it with their friends, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I think that it's been received pretty well by, my fan base, and also, like, you know, there's going to be negative comments no matter what, because of like she since her being a very vulnerable character, and also a woman, I'd say, because, you know, I think vulnerable women can be kind of, you know, commented harsh, and that happens too. But I think the overall reception for Edith has gone really well, I think.
Yeah, it's
and I'm glad that people are doing fan art of her as well, and of the characters, so that's really nice.
Yeah, that is cool. I find it interesting, though, that some people are kind of harshing on it, because I feel like the story you're telling, I mean, that's the point, right? Yes, she's flawed. Yes, she's, you know, not making the best decisions. That's the point. Like, if she was
like
this perfect person who made all the right decisions, like, where's the drama? Where's the story? You know what I mean? Where does she have to go from there?
Yeah, where's the growth?
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like,
and I think it's very interesting. And I just think it's just so much more interesting to focus on like a very someone that is, you know, like really unlikable, but someone that is just trying their best, but is incredibly, like, not incredibly, but I mean, like, flawed, but is trying their best.
Yeah, it's not like she's a bad person, you know, and you can see her struggling to try to make the right decisions. That's another thing I really like about the strip, that you give us, sometimes her inner thoughts, and, you know, she'll replay events that happen, like, oh, I should have said this, I should have said that. I think we can all relate to that. So, yeah, I just have a hard time with people. I mean, and that's just the internet, you know, these days.
But it's like, yeah, inevitably.
Yeah, if you don't like something, then go read something else. There's no reason to.
Exactly. There's something for everybody. So.
Yeah, for sure. Especially on Webtoon, that they have so many different genres.
Definitely.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Webtoon for a second. How you mentioned a contest, so that's how Edith ended up on the featured side.
Yeah. So there was a 2018 contest that happened last year for Discover creators. I think four categories, being four of them being most gripping, most epic, most laughs, and most feels. And since I felt more I felt more comfortable trying to portray romantic relationships because I kind of grew up with romance mangas and all that. I thought I would take a shot in the most feels category. And and Edith it went to the second round.
Wow, that's really cool. Since mm-hmm. you've been over on the featured side, how's the experience been working with Webtoon?
It's been really great. They're really, really great. It's just been really great overall. It's kind of weird because, like, never thought that, comics, I never really thought that I would be so treated so well doing comics, I guess.
Yeah, and in fact, didn't you just recently attend a convention as a Webtoon creator?
Yes, it was Comicalooza, which is in Texas, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a lot of, the team and my editor as well, and other creators there as well. And everyone is just so nice and supporting, and, it's great.
Yeah, were there a lot of your fans there that were excited to kind of meet you face to face?
Yeah, it was really nice to see the readers in person. And I remember one girl, she actually cried in front of me. I was like, don't cry. It was so weird to experience. But I was really grateful,
She just related to it. The strip touched her so much that she was kind of overwhelmed meeting.
I guess so. And makes me really happy that someone really loves my comics that much. So
yeah, that's really cool. You mentioned you got to meet some other creators. So and mm-hmm. you can speak to even before you were at the convention and got to meet them face to face. What's it like being a part mm-hmm. of the kind of the Webtoon creator community? So many of the creators I've talked to have said, it's such a wonderful mm-hmm. space, and everybody kind of, it's not competitive. It's not about, I need to get more numbers in you or whatever. It's like everybody helping each mm-hmm. other out. Have you found that to be true? Like there's people you can go and ask advice and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Because I've actually, I've never really had much artist friends in real life. Mm-hmm. So the artist community on Webtoon and just the creators that I've met through Webtoon have been so supportive and positive, and we're there to lean on each other when things go hard. If we're dealing with negative comments or something, we're always there to help support each other and be there for each other, and it's really nice.
Well, that's really cool. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I definitely recommend checking out Edith. Like I said, it's not just your typical kind of romance strip that focuses on, two people coming together. It's so much more than that. It's relatable. It's about growing as a person and kind of facing your fears. Edith has this terrible fear of being alone, and she knows she needs to be more independent, and she's struggling, and it's very interesting and compelling to see her go on this journey. So Swansgard, I wonder if there's anything you can tease for our listeners and your readers mm-hmm. who may be listening about anything that's coming up in the strip. I mean, we don't want to spoil, but maybe just give them a little hint of things to come.
So definitely more messy situations that the characters are going to have to confront and stuff and have to deal with and all that. But I don't want to spoil too much, but definitely messy situations to come.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to say to any of your fans who may be listening?
Just thank you so much for giving Edith a chance and reading it. And just thank you so much for reading, because I never really, passing the competition was a really big thing for me. And knowing that there's so many, really big viewership and all that makes me really happy. So just thank you guys for reading my comic.
That's awesome. So if any of our listeners or your readers, if they don't already follow you on social media, mm-hmm. where's the best place to touch base with you and find out when you have other things coming out and keep up with what's going on with Edith?
Mm-hmm. You can check out my Instagram. That's where I'm mostly going to be at, Swan's Garden, and also my Twitter, also Swan's Garden as well.
Great. And I'll put links to those in the show notes, everybody. So if you're having trouble finding it, or you just want a real easy place to go and click, and you'll be able to find, Swan's Garden, both her Instagram and her Twitter account. So, again, thanks for joining me. It was great chatting with you mm-hmm. about the strip. Like I said, it's very compelling. It's so much more than kind of your typical romance, and I really enjoy it. Both mm-hmm. the story you're telling and that look, it stands on its own in terms of that really cool, like late 60s mod look with the fashion. Mm-hmm. It's really great. So congratulations on your success mm-hmm. and you know, my best wishes for continued success with the strip in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. It means a lot.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.